to ride around the city with my top down. I was looking for the heart that I don't got now. Since she came to me and questioned, she said, hi, my name is Cali. She had California sunshine, but ain't come from that delight.
Good morning. This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Brooklyn by Fickle Friends. And I have two special guests, not one, but two. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
Wait, say that again.
Hello, everybody.
Yep, you're on.
I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
It's Miranda Perez, MD.
And
social justice warrior for the very first time this year. It's
social justice. Okay, good job. You don't have to identify yourself for real. You can just be social justice warrior.
I actually thought about that this morning. I was like, oh no, maybe last night, because I didn't really think this morning. I haven't thought yet.
Not one thought. Still waiting on one thought this morning.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we're here. We're tired.
Yeah?
It's finals period. And
yeah, say more about that.
At 7 in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty early.
I don't know what to do about that. But.
For this lifestyle.
Yeah.
That we're leading.
Yeah.
It's pretty early.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to play the next song.
I think that should happen.
What?
Is there still music playing?
Yes. That's the point. It's cool. It's fun. I'm like fading it out,
really,
and we're
impressed.
Talking at the same time.
Oh my god! I was very confused about it. I'm
she sorry. Doesn't know about my radio prowess that I've now encountered, because I think that maybe I didn't turn their mics on earlier in the show, so it might have just been me talking to the air, which is like fine because that's what it usually is. But it probably didn't make any sense. So now, just in case that happened. What are you feeling right now, Miranda? You look really shook.
Because I was trying to think through the fact that you said that you have radio prowess. And then you forgot.
Oh, did that confuse you? Because I don't.
I mean, no.
Great. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
OMG. I'm Miranda MD.
That's your DJ name.
Miranda Perez MD.
You have to say DJ and then you say your DJ name.
DJ Miranda Perez MD. I don't think I said that last time. Ever.
All right, well, I messed up, so...
I am DJ Miranda Perez MD, except I don't know how to spin any beats.
All right.
Any rhymes.
And I mean, neither do I, obviously.
No, you do. I am not an actual DJ, is what I want to differentiate between
me. She doesn't have radio prowess.
Right.
I don't even have a little bit. I think you definitely have a lot.
Yeah, I know how to, like, push some buttons.
I don't know, you look pretty cool here with the sliders and the...
Thank you.
And the... computers. She's in front of like 5 different screens right now.
BTS.
Is that like, I was just gonna say, is that bad for me to be like,
no, it's not a secret.
I'm breaking the fourth
like
wall.
What the studio looks like.
It looks,
don't tell them,
like an empty room with just one computer in the middle of it. It's all blank and white.
Yeah,
there's nothing on the walls.
Oh,
just
my
one
God.
Chair in the middle of it.
That's scary. It's like an episode of Black Mirror.
That's exactly what it's like.
We have to stand in the corner.
Yeah.
That's actually what I see right now.
Oh my god, we have to like stand in the corners with our faces against the wall. And, like,
oh, there's one chair for you, because you have the DJ chair.
Oh, you
chair.
Have to stand in the corner.
Yeah.
You have to stand the whole time.
Yeah, you're like
and
thriving.
Then it like never like, ends. It like, it's like an episode of Black Mirror where like whatever horrible thing is happening never stops happening.
Never stops. That's why it looks like, it's why it sounds like we're really tired, but it's actually, we're just sad.
This is
being
our
forced
infinity.
To do this.
This is our infinity.
Wow. All right.
And with that.
You know what would be fun?
What?
I have like a bunch of songs queued up, but what if you chose the song? Like it would be like choose your own adventure. Like I'd give you 3 options.
I like it.
And then you guys choose what song. Or you can choose what song out of all the songs in the world, not just the songs I picked out.
Whoa.
I know that there was a current event that happened.
There is a current event.
Last night/maybe early this morning.
I
don't
know.
I would say this morning.
Okay, early this morning. But, like, I think they're on California time, so, you know, it's different.
Oh, real.
Yeah, it's real. Because I was like, why would they put out a statement at, like, 1 a.m.? Anyway, does Miranda, our resident other Fifth Harmony expert, want to fill us in?
Well,
do you
want
to do that yet?
Oh, okay. Well, everybody, last night I found out at approximately 12:45 a.m. that Camilla from... Fifth Harmony has exited the group.
She's exited.
Via her representatives.
Yeah.
Oh, can we just tell you about this statement? Obviously, it was a screenshot of the Notes app, because that's how celebrities say things now.
True.
And they posted it on Instagram and on Twitter, and I guess maybe on Facebook, but like nobody goes on Facebook anymore.
That's true.
For their news. And it was like, we have been informed via her representatives that Camilla is no longer in
Fifth
Harmony.
After 4 years together, we have been informed via her representatives.
Oh my god, it was so full of like subtle digs. They were like, we are 4 strong women that will remain committed to both the group and our solo careers, implying that Camilla couldn't do that.
Because she couldn't.
She's not strong.
She's or committed.
Neither strong nor committed.
Backstory, I don't really like Camilla.
Same.
Like, for
who
like
does? Whom?
Whom? But, I mean, I was telling them last night, like, I guess, like, I hope she's happy and, like, hopefully this is, like, improving her life in some way.
Cause people only like Camilla in the way that they ship her and Lauren.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So, like, now that she's gone,
and now
Lauren
all those fans are going
to
be
like,
sad.
Live her truth.
My favorite is Lauren, so I'm happy about that.
Same.
I don't
like,
think
scared.
Lauren and Camilla are friends anymore.
Yeah, now they're free to,
I don't
like,
think any of them are friends
I
with her
like
anymore.
I feel like they're
going
to, like, flourish.
Oh, with Camilla,
that's
yeah.
With her,
they're
yeah,
all
her.
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
they're
the 4 of them.
They're going to flourish.
They're going to be so good without her. And she can go be friends with Taylor Swift and, like, just be a flop.
You have
that's
to hiss
the snake
every time.
That's what we have to say about Taylor Swift.
That's you have to hiss
and Camilla.
Every time you see. No, you have to hiss every time you say that name.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Okay, wow. I thought that was like super like 3 months ago. But like fine.
I am 3 months ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I was born 3 months ago, actually.
She came into the world when that whole scandal happened with Taylor Swift.
Oh,
it was
wow.
like her immaculate conception.
Me. Mine?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what that means, really. So do we want to play a Fifth Harmony song?
Yeah, I think that we should play maybe like Right on Me.
Like not a popular one?
Yeah, like Cry About It. Or wait, can I see the ones that are in this? I feel like I have a lot of thoughts about this because I don't know if we should like be crying about it. Like, should we go back to
do like a sad one? Oh, can we do Better Together?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
Or Me and My Girls, TBH.
Better Together is like older and will like bring up more emotions, like the most
right.
I can muster for Camilla.
That's true. Backstory, we had a party the other day that, literally a week ago.
Yeah, 1 week ago.
That was, the title of it was Me and My Dream Girls. Asterisk on the I in Dream Girls.
Yeah, referencing Fifth Harmony's Me and My Girls, not Selena Gomez's Me and My Girls, but Fifth Harmony's.
But Fifth Harmony's, and so we really need to express our love and devotion for
yeah.
this group of people.
Yeah.
We love them a lot.
This is a side of me that the listeners have never, the side of DJ Paprika that the listeners have not heard yet.
I know, I'm so ready to
it's an exciting moment
yeah.
for all
to,
of us.
To show them it.
We were just strangers, I was just playing around. So I didn't wanna work it out. Nah, I didn't wanna work it out. Thought something was missing, we were too different. Baby, I'm looking back now, and I really should've worked it out. Yeah, I really should've worked it out. Because now that you're gone and I'm sleep alone, I can't help it, I want you. Boy, I should've known that you're the one. Boy, I should've known that you're the one. So if it's not too late, I just wanna know, babe. Tell me if we can still run. Cause I finally know that you're the one. Yeah, I really know that you're the one. Because now that you're gone and I sleep alone, I can't help it, I want you. I miss you. Said I really.
Do you want to say something?
Yeah.
You took a breath like you were going to.
Yeah. I want to say something about this Facebook post that you made. About, and there's the F word, isn't it?
Don't say that.
I can't say the F word.
I did not put the F word in my for the record, I did not put the F word in my Facebook post. I censored it.
Right, and there's the implication. But I wanted to say something about the censoring. Can I say that?
Sure.
Because you put three asterisks, and there's just two missing letters.
That's part of it.
It's a mystery.
I want to know what
it's
the third
letter is.
It's
to throw people off even more.
Oh my God, it could be
just
any word.
Just to really
word.
Protect people's
it
innocence.
It really might not be profanity, Miranda. I don't know why you jumped to that conclusion.
I know, that's okay. That's why I needed to clear
the air. It's probably something we need to talk about.
I really needed to talk about it.
Yeah.
I needed to
Do we though? Do we? Okay, fine. What do you have to say?
That was...
No, we're done.
That was it. That was me talking about it. Ugh.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Start it.
This is Neo with In the Morning.
Trying to
Back. That was Mitski with Liquid Smooth from like 2012, like an older album before she got big. But that was like a live version from recently that Audio Tree did. So
that was incredible,
wasn't it?
I didn't know that was Mitski.
She's like the one of the best lyricists.
You know what? You know how like when you during the year you can't read books because you have too much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way about some music, that I can't really appreciate some music if I'm like thinking about other things or like busy doing other things.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've only ever tried to listen to Mitski while
like doing homework or something.
Yeah, it's not really not working.
No,
it's
not what it's about.
Yeah, and the same for Solange's album, A Seat at the Table. I need to experience. Yeah,
that.
I need to like be like in my room like meditating and listen to that. And I feel the same way about Mitski. So
yeah, that makes sense. I definitely feel that too.
Those are my two cents.
Yeah, because it's really, a lot of her songs are really intense.
T-Swift.
Camilla. Okay, this is a new song by Los Campesinos, and it reminds me of when I was 14, but it's a new song, so...
Why does it remind you about when you were 14?
Because I feel like I listened to this band a lot when I was 14, and I like really liked some of their songs, and I would listen to them a lot. And so now they're coming out with new music. This is called I Broke Up in Amarante, which might be in Spain, but I'm not sure.
I like it.
I found a home away from home as I broke up in Amarante. In the Campo do Carvalho, send a circle every day. Erratic kamikaze, I co-pilot in the Swift. Dreamt I'm anchoring at midfield, like the anchor in my midriff.
Hello again.
Hello again. We were just distracted by our lives.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Yeah. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I feel like I'm always trying to say something.
That's true.
Ugh, that's bad.
That's not bad.
Well, Los Campesinos is like a very problematic name.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to voice that in the last, before it started. But mm-hmm. I thought about it a lot while mm-hmm. I was playing, because I also didn't realize that they were just going to be like the All-American Rejects.
They're not, okay. I agree that the name is problematic, but they're not the All-American Rejects.
Well, they
rejects.
Sound like I thought they were going to sing maybe, hopefully, cross my fingers, hope to die, in Spanish.
Yeah.
But they don't. And then That's they true. Can't even pronounce like the place that they're talking about.
I know. Yeah, well, I don't, yeah. I agree, and I think there's a big trend of like white indie bands taking names that like should think about
right.
more,
because they think it sounds, they think they're cool.
Yeah, yeah.
To do that, and like we can respect their music and also critique.
Very
their,
true.
Their name.
And I problematize respect, your pleasure.
Problematize your pleasure, everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
In listening to
yeah.
this.
Like I know people are probably gonna be like, well, you're just sensitive and stuff like that, but actually we're just smart, so
oh,
oh shit,
oh,
shoot
no
darn.
I was speaking over that anyway.
That's fine.
Well, also people don't want to problematize their pleasure because it hurts to do that.
It does. It requires that you hold more than one feeling inside you at a time.
Oh, that yeah.
And that's hard.
That's
I'm not
like
saying that's easy.
The day-to-day.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, but some people, like, find yeah. that hard to acknowledge. Like, absolutely. Everyone experiences that, but to acknowledge that...
Ugh, impossible.
And, like, if you... Yeah. And, like, for a lot of people, that means they... Like, this that name means they're not going to listen to this band, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me... I really like a lot of their music, and that's a product of a lot of different forces in mm-hmm. the world and in my life. And I can't erase me helps. Liking their music, because it's bigger than their name to me. Ugh. But like to other people it might not be. And like, can we shout out to like Bombay Bicycle Club and like all these other like rando like indie bands that are like usually all white, but like don't want to generalize. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, it's just like a cool name to you, and it doesn't result in any more visibility or like representation for the people who live in these places, or like the people who they're referencing, or mm-hmm. the places they're referencing. So just something to chew on.
Yes, chew on that.
Chew on that. Do you guys have any what if we cleanse ourselves after that song?
With what?
With a different song. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay. Do you have a suggestion?
Nope.
I'm only thinking of like one song.
Yeah, say it.
Either In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins
mm-hmm.
or Just Give Me a Reason by Pink featuring
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The Priyanka told me that she was going to think about it. But I feel like...
She didn't say no.
I feel like...
I didn't say no.
Yeah, but what I said was that my mom, when I'm like, Mom, can I do this? She's like, I'll think about it. And that always means no, because she just doesn't want to be saying no to me all the time.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
I
no
ask
girl.
Her a lot.
I do say no a
my
lot.
My mom calls me no girl. Did you know that?
Yeah, and then you told me that. And you told me I was no girl and that your mom calls you no girl as well.
Yeah.
We're all just no girls.
My mom always does that, like, for everything. So, like, when I was younger, if I used to erase a lot when I would write.
Yeah.
She'd be like, okay, eraser girl. Or, like, I can't even think of another one.
That's my superhero name.
Yeah. All eraser the time. Girl. Eraser girl. Now I'm a cross out girl.
Wait, I want my superhero name to be no girl.
I feel
Isn't
like
that
it.
Great?
Yeah.
Just walk
yeah.
around saying no to everyone.
So much power.
That really is a superpower.
It really
TBH,
is.
Because saying yes is really like
saying no is normalized. Really frowned upon. Saying yes no. is really normalized.
Oh my God. Say no more, everybody.
Say
no
more.
2K17.
That Yes Man movie is a lie.
I was just going to say.
Saying yes to everything will probably get you in trouble. But also say yes to some things.
Like don't like push yourself to be... someone else.
Yeah. When I say I'm no girl, I just mean like I say no to the things that like are probably not going to be good for me.
Well, also like
But I usually don't.
Certain people, like some people are socialized to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Because people ask a lot of
women.
Like women, like people of color, yeah. like queer people, like everything, right?
Yeah.
And so if we as people in the world decide that we want to say no more when people are always expecting us to say yes,
mm-hmm.
then that's a rad thing to do. So
True.
Let's be rad and get glad.
Yeah. actually, I think just because... for a lot of reasons. I'm going to play Just Give Me a Reason by Pink, featuring
Nate Roos
from the band Fun.
Period.
And this is from Pink's 2012 album, The Truth About Love.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had it.
So that was Pink featuring Nate Roos again. Miranda, do you want to, or anyone want to say like what that song means to you?
Well, I requested this song because I've listened to it approximately 100 times. in the last maybe what's 42 plus 24? 66 hours.
It's a good number.
48. Fuck. What is 48? 48 hours is 2 times. Okay.
72.
72 hours.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, 96. Math is obviously really stressful for us.
It's 96.
Tensions are running high.
No, 48 plus 24 is 72, and that's how many hours I've watched, I've listened to this song as I'm trying to complete my finals.
Yeah. That's what the institution does to us. It makes us listen to Just Give Me a Reason 100 times in a weekend. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm never talking again.
All right. Well, next I'm going to play this really great song by Gallant, who made one of my favorite albums of the year that I think way more people should listen to. It's called Ology, and he's just like one of the best vocalists I've ever heard, and like the songs give me so many feelings. But this is actually not on that album. It's from a live EP that he put out, where and on one, at one point he sings with Seal, and that's pretty fun. Ugh. But on this song, it's called Blue Bucket of Gold, which reminds me of Christmas, but I don't know if it's a holiday song. I really don't know what it's about. But it's featuring Sufjan Stevens, which is probably the reason why I think it's about Christmas, because he does a lot of Christmas music. But he also does a lot of other music. So here's Blue Bucket of Gold. I don't know why I'm getting really defensive about Sufjan to nobody. Love them both.
Tell me
Wow, what a song. I told you his voice is like one of the best ones ever.
I didn't know that he was, I is he not rated? Like, do people not listen to him?
I mean, I think people do listen to him. I just haven't heard a lot about him, which made me think that like maybe it's not as hyped as it should be, but you know, it's not like, obviously it's not gonna be like Solange's album, but I feel like it should be, you know, more talked about, but maybe I'm just not listening, so.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say not rated. I meant, like, because I was going to say, is he underrated? But then I got confused.
I think he's underrated. I think a lot of people are listening to him and loving him.
I like...
I think people recognize that it's an amazing album. What are you going to say?
No, I'm... Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't... I just found him on, like, a playlist that Spotify made for me.
Yeah.
And then you showed me some of his music, and he's literally the most incredible person.
Yeah, listen to Bone and Tissue.
That's
that song
jam.
Got me through... I don't know.
It's really sad. It's, like, really sad. It makes you, like, very... It makes me very existential.
It makes me really passionate. Like, every time I listen to it, I can't not, like, sing along and, like, pull weird faces. This is a song by Muna, which is, like, a little group of musicians. I think there's three of them.
It's a group?
Yeah, it's, like, three women, I think, and they're really amazing and great.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's, like, more neo-80s. This is called I Know a Place, and it's, like... the best song I've heard in the past 2 weeks.
I knew when you told me you don't wanna go home tonight, and you tried to just shrug it off when I asked why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're here by my side. And I knew, cold when I was the one in your seat. I see the scars and they occasionally bleed. Cause somebody hurt me, somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. And I can tell when you get nervous. You think being yourself means being unworthy, and it's hard to love with a heart that's
give up when we're on the right track.
That again, that was Muna, and the next song is by Diane, which I'm not mistaken, their album Looking for Knives was one of Sarah's favorites this year.
It was on my wall, that's how you know.
Well, I know because you showed me them and you were like, I love this song.
No, I just mean like that's how one knows because they made it on my wall.
Oh, I thought you were saying that's how I know. No. And I was like, that's not how I know. So do you want to say like why you like the song or something?
I like this song because I feel like it transports me to another place, like not an actual place. I'm just like in the song when I listen to it.
Yeah, wait, that's awesome. That's like the best kind of songs for me. This is Looking for Knives by Diane. Okay, we have just a couple minutes left. Do my guests have anything to say about their time here? Some important things they feel like the world needs to know, and maybe introduce the last song?
I'm really sad.
You don't have much time, so.
I'm really sad. I have time. I'm really sad because I'm leaving to go home today.
Yeah.
And both DJ Paprika and Social Justice Warrior.
DJ Social Justice Warrior to you.
Sorry, her real name is also Social Justice Warrior.
Yeah, that's
sorry
her legal name.
But I forgot to say legal. DJ. are both going abroad, and I'm going to be alone a lot, and I'm sad about it. But this song is like our song, and mm-hmm. it makes me happy and feel full of love and light, and yeah.
Awesome. And also, You Will Never Be Alone. This is Hideaway by Kietza.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just wanna shout out, give me more.